Well, hello boys, how you doing? I've missed each and every one of you. I've been getting lots of questions, such as what turns me on and what kind of audios I listen to and how many times a week I play with my sweet little puss. Gosh, well, I'll just randomly ask whatever questions I can remember. The audio that I like to listen to the most, I would say, kind of feel shy to admit this, I like to listen to Men Come. That really turns me on really badly. The more graphic they are about what they're doing and about what they'd do to me if I was there. Well, not necessarily me, because some guys are just talking to random girls that they know, listen to them. So I'm just one of the many, I guess. Anyway, I guess that's even more sexier than it actually being specifically to me, because obviously sometimes it's specifically, you know, for me, but other times it's obviously just random girls. So I think just being one of the random girls in the crowd is even more sexy, because that guy that is playing with his big hard cock, he doesn't know who's listening. He doesn't know if it's guys, girls, like whoever. So I think that's kind of hot as well, that, you know, they're just doing these things to themselves, knowing that like many people are listening and even joining in with them at the same time. Many times if I listen to an audio and it's like super, super hot and I know that that guy's coming, then I will stroke myself at the same time and come with him. Oh, ow. Yeah, as you can see, I get out of breath quite quickly when I get horny. As to how many times I masturbate, I would say, honestly, it depends on my mood, it depends on my day. Sometimes I'm angry and just pent up with frustrations, and then I might come quickly just to calm my tits a bit. Or sometimes I, especially before my period, about 3 or 4 days before that, I am crazy, insatiable, cavewoman, wanting to fuck everything, even doorknobs, whatever. Anything that can make me feel good, I'm game. Oh, yeah, somebody asked me what kind of vibrator I use. And to be honest with you, I don't really use them that much. Obviously, the one that I like the most would be the Rabbit, of course. But sometimes I just find them a bit too intense, a bit too, like, oh, I don't know, to the point of feeling good, but then it goes to the point of, it's gone a bit too far. You know what I mean? Probably because it's a machine, whereas with a guy, you can, or a girl, you can like give them the instructions to, you know, to slow down a bit or something, so then you can get the right flow. Sometimes I just find them a bit out of control and a bit too much. But yeah, they're nice. But more than anything, I like to play with them when I've got my panties on, because then it's like a little barrier there, a little bit of teasing, a little bit of like, It's actually quite weird. It's not so much as to call it a fetish, but I suppose a little preference, whatever. But I really love getting fucked when I've got some clothes on, like panties, bikinis, whatever it is, you know, like clothing. It just makes me feel so dirty, like a dirty little girl. Because like when you're younger in that, and you like find, you obviously can't fuck at home, can you? Most of the time you can't. Well, I couldn't anyway. And so it's like random places, parks, bus stops, behind the bike shed. Oh my god, at school, I was such a little slut, honestly. I didn't fuck anyone at school. You'd be quite surprised that I didn't lose my virginity until I was... Well, my virginity story is kind of bonkers, actually, because in the UK, 16 is the legal age. So, you know, in some places, I'm sure it's higher. Hopefully not any lower than that, fucking hell. But so it was real weird because I was 15 years old, with one day left of being 15. It was about to be my 16th birthday. And I'm such a little rebel. I totally wanted to not be a virgin at, you know, because being a virgin after 16, it's just like, oh, whatever, it's totally legal, you know. So I just was wanting to be naughty. So there was this one guy, and it was so weird because this guy was like, I suppose you would call him like a geek or like a SWAT, is it like a SWAT or whatever? Like, he was like really good at studies, and he was just such a good boy. And I was such a bad girl. I mean, it was just such a crazy combination. Like, no one would ever put us two together because it was just ridiculous. So anyway, I told him, I said, listen, Mr. Bleep, it's my birth, well, not Mr., I didn't call him Mr., but I'm just saying that so that I don't say the guy's name. I said to him, look, I'm turning 16 tomorrow. I said, so I want you to fuck me, because I want to lose my virginity when it's not legal, because it'll just be more fun. So, of course, I didn't have to ask him twice. So we was at a youth club, and we snuck off to the toilets, and I don't know why anybody noticed that we were gone, because like there was tons of people there. So why did I've got a feeling now, looking back on it, that the guy that found us was the youth club leader. And I don't know if he liked me or whatever, because we did, you know, we used to have lots of conversations. And he actually got in trouble one time because the boss above him had said, oh, you know, I think you're spending too much time with her, and you actually have inappropriate conversations with her and stuff like that. So I don't know why he kind of kept an eye on me, but he clearly did, because me and this guy had only been gone maybe 20 minutes. We was just doing some hot, heavy petting. We were standing up in a girl's toilet cubicle, you know. And oh my gosh, I remember being so turned on. And I remember thinking, oh my God, he's such a way better kisser than I could even imagine. Because I'm, oh my God, I'm all about kissing. You could be the hottest guy or girl in the world, but if you can't kiss me right, you're gone. And I remember another story. I know I'll go from one story to another, but you know me by now, so you know, you just have to roll with it or just like turn me off or whatever. Yeah, so there's this one other guy, right, that I had a crush on this guy for absolute years, probably 2 years, and tried to get off with him so many times, and he just wasn't interested. And just to cut a long story short, one evening, him and his best friend came to my best friend's house. And my best friend and his best friend went off into one room. So then me and this other dude was left together in an other room. And I remember he was taking his clothes off, and he was a lot skinnier than I, you know, was expecting. But, you know, it was like, a bit skinny, but whatever. But the more he took off his clothes, he had these terrible scars all over his body. And he was really embarrassed by them, but I fucking loved them. I can't remember what it was. I don't think it was something like an appendix, because it was a more fucked up operation, because the scars were really a lot. And I just loved him. So I let the skinniness kind of, you know, I just let it roll. And anyway, we got down to kissing. And when I tell you that he is the worst kisser to date and back then that I've ever had in my life, I can't even describe it. It was like the first kiss. The second the guy kissed me, it was like my mouth just instantly filled with his spit. I don't know how he was so juicy to begin with. Like, I don't know what it was, salivating or what, but oh my God. So the first second I already knew that it was going to be a no-go. And I you know, I didn't want to be rude, so I thought, oh, I better kiss him for a little bit longer. But the more I was kissing the dude, the worse the spit all became. You're probably all being grossed out of this story, right? Because I am. But it was just so, so bad. And I just remember, I was like, oh, I'm going home now. And my house was about a good 20 to 25 minute walk from my best friend's. And I was just walking home, spitting the whole way. And I'm really against spitting in the street. Like, it's like a pet peeve of mine. And I couldn't help it. Obviously, I was a bit more discreet than most of people that spit in the street. Like, you know, I was walking, a lot of the places that I walked home, I had to cut through a lot of grass and stuff like that, trees and whatnot. So I was trying to spit discreetly in places that wouldn't gross people out. But yeah, so I know I'm rambling now, so I shall move on. But that, it's just such a heartbreak when you've had a crush on somebody for so, so long, and you finally think, yay, today's going to be the day. But no, it never was. Didn't even talk to him ever again, I don't think, after that. It was just, the whole thing just was mortifying. So going back to the good story, well, so me and this guy, yeah, kissing. Oh God, he was touching me, and I think this is why I've got the thing about the clothes, because I just think that when you're younger, you kind of, boys were way more shyer. So if they was touching my big juicy tits with my nice hard erect rosy brown, well, they're kind of like a really light brown, but with a touch of pink, you know. So I like them anyway. So yeah, he was touching me, and he was touching me over my bra, and but under my shirt, but over my bra. Yeah. So he was really getting down. I could feel his hard cock against me, and he was really tall as well, so that was real hot. And just as he was about to unbuckle up, there was a big knock on the door, and they was like, "Oi, what are you doing in there? Out you come." So how did they know where we was? I'm pretty sure there was no, like, what do you call them, CCTV or anything like that. So I just think it's down to this youth guy that was kind of like on the warpath, saw that I'd gone, maybe saw this kid had gone as well. I personally think he was jealous. And because, I mean, I just can't think as to how he knew where he knew we was and all that lot. I mean, you know, so this makes me believe that he was totally keeping tabs on me. Because there's no way he would have come looking for me, right? How would he have known that I was gone? So that was totally fucked. And I can't remember what happened. I remember we both was leaving, and I just think I was just so mad. And I do remember him kind of saying, "Oh, should we just fuck here by cars or whatever?" And I was just like, nah, I didn't feel safe. It wasn't, the whole mood was just totally broken for me. So yeah, I lost my virginity at 16, and how that happened was just ridiculous. Again, a best friend, but not that same best friend, a different best friend, because I was older by this stage and was no longer at school. And went on a night out. She was going out with his best friend. I didn't like, I won't say why I wasn't into the guy that I actually lost my virginity to, but he's a guy that I would never have gone for. Won't ever go for again. And he had a massive cock as well, which you're not really expecting at 16, are you? So not only was it not really fun, it like destroyed me as well. And I went into him. I just think that sometimes with girls, there's this whole thing that when you're with a bunch of girls and you're the only virgin, you know, you just think, oh, I'll just get over and done with, just so that you could kind of join that club. But obviously now as an adult, I look back and I just think, oh man, I really wish I saved it for somebody really important and someone special. But that leads me on to another story, because many years later, the one guy that I've ever loved, because I've only really been in love truly deeply once, I've had like big fascinations and crushes on other guys, but this one guy I truly loved. And we was fucking a lot. And one night, I swear to God, I heard something in my body just go like a crackling noise. And it just felt like something inside me kind of snapped. And I was telling loads of people about it. And one friend said, "That sounds like your hymen like broke." So I don't know. I really don't know. But I remember the feeling. I remember everything happening. I remember talking to him about it. And I don't know if I kind of, someone said it to me, and it was just like a romantic notion that, oh, well, maybe I really did kind of lose my virginity to the one guy I loved. But who knows? I don't know. I don't know if it's possible. But I've since read up on it. And apparently the hymen can kind of be in a place where it's not reachable. And if you get like a, and that's another thing. I mean, he had a massive cock. So that really could have been it. I don't know. So that was one. And going back, because since I'm talking about just random sexual incidences, this guy, the first, well, this is a bit bad actually. I'll tell you how I met him. Right, I was casually seeing his friend, and even though I like this guy, his friend was too short for me. But he was so good looking and he was so persistent, like he just would not leave me alone. I just thought, oh, really? Because if he'd been like taller, I would have gone out with him straight away. So I thought, it's kind of mean just to let this one thing stop me with him. And he turned me on, actually. He really, yeah, he was one of those guys that you looked at and you just didn't really think much of. But sexually, he was like a bit of a monster, which was cool. And he was up for anything, because I remember this one night, we came back from a club and I was at my gay best friend's house, a guy, and there was the three of us in a bed, and this guy really wanted to fuck me. And I'm like, yeah, but my gay friend is like lying in a bed next to us. And he's like, I don't give a fuck, I just want to fuck you. And it's like, all right, well, if you don't mind, I don't mind. And my gay mate didn't mind either. So yeah, we fucked and that was fun. But anyway, I digress, as I do often. So this one time, he said, right, we're going to go out, because he was going clubbing. And he said, is it all right if I bring my mate? I said, yeah, okay then. So he brought his friends, doorbell rang, I went, answered the door, and as soon as I saw his friend, oh, I mean, like, the way we both looked at each other, it was just so obvious that, because I kind of held my breath as well, I was like, oh, you know, just could not believe the hottest guy I'd ever, no, not the hottest guy ever I'd seen in my life, but totally one of the hottest guys I'd ever seen. And I just remember thinking, oh, what have you done? But in my defence, I am not a cheater. Me and this guy had a completely casual relationship. There was just not, it was basically, I've seen him at a club every week, really. Well, not every week, but every now and again. And we'd fuck, you know, and that was it. And I told him from the very beginning, there's absolutely no way I'd ever date him. So he knew that. So it was just like a kind of booty call type situation. And anyway, we went clubbing to a massive club in London, not one of the biggest clubs in London. And for some reason or another, I think the original guy, the short guy, we called the short guy and the tall guy, and that way you're going to know who I'm talking about. So the short guy, he was a little bit of a party monster. So he was off, like, skipping about, like, raving and just dancing off with random people. And me and the tall guy got talking somewhere. And in this particular club, there was a cinema room, which, oh, my God. Sorry, I've got to hold my breath because I've just had so many naughty nights in there. So many fucking crazy things happening. I remember even this one time, because back then I was into taking recreationals. So whenever we took the recreationals, when we was coming up, we would go to the cinema room because it was really loud and noisy, and the vibration somehow made the come up really, like, make you rush. And I remember sometimes I couldn't even talk because my jaw was just like, oh, you know, going. And lots of couples would go in there, lots of random things. I remember this one time I was coming up real hard and I was like out of my snatch, basically. And there was these two boys and they were like best friends, they told me, like, as in, you know, good friends. And they were coming up and there was this one guy sitting, you know, like in front of the other one. So he was like leaning on him. And I knew they was coming up, and I know that you got horny, you know, you get horny when you're coming up. So I was just like, you two guys feeling kind of horny, like, are you, like, what kind of best friends are you? Just, like, normal friends or friends with benefits? And you could see they was both feeling horny, and they, I suppose they just didn't want to put a name to it, and I weren't bothered what they was doing, but I remember it turning me on, and I just remember, like, watching them just thinking, ooh, maybe I should sit with them too. But anyway, I shall jump back to my other story. So I'm with the tall guy in the cinema room, and we're talking or whatever. And I could see that he was shy because every time he said two words to me, he just had this, like, little rosy cheek thing going on. But, like, and he couldn't look at me. And then it turned me on even more because I was older than him. There were 7 years between us. And I just had my seduction kick on. Because usually I'm the one that's always getting seduced. I'm the one that's always getting, you know, I will never approach a guy even if I like him, because I just know that if he likes me, he'll come to me, which usually does happen. So with this guy, I knew he liked me, but at the same time, I knew that he was never going to make the move because he was just too shy. I think I was too much woman for him as well. I think he felt a bit out of his comfort zone. And I didn't tell you this one thing, because this will become important later. It was his birthday that night, and that is why short guy brought him out with us. Now, I don't even want to lie and make up anything, because I cannot for the life of me. Yes, I can remember. I was going to say I cannot remember how me and him got together, but I do remember. Here's what happened. That night, we all piled back to my house, and short guy, tall guy stayed. No hanky-panky was had between no one. I might have frapped off under the quilt. I can't even remember. I probably would have done. That was that. Nothing happened. But tall guy had got my number. And I remember saying to short guy that night, I said, listen, I'm not really feeling you anymore. I'm sorry, but I think we should just call it quits. You know, we can be friends, but like, there's going to be no more sexual stuff between us. So I totally broke it off with him. And then a week later, tall guy phones me. We arranged to meet. He comes to stay at my house for the weekend. And so I can't 100% remember. I think we went back to the big, massive London club. I'm pretty sure we went back there, but this time it was only us two, so we could do what we wanted. We still hadn't fucked, we hadn't kissed, we hadn't done nothing. We might have like cuddled and stuff like that, you know, or I'd sat down in the cinema room against him leaning and things like that. And probably when he was talking to me, like kissing my neck, all just like little innocent things. So you can imagine like the build up of like just fancying the pants of someone real bad, knowing that they fancied you, like knowing that you couldn't really do anything for hours later till you got back from this club. So we went back to my house after the club, and I think I'd had a shower, then he had a shower like separately, and while he was in his shower, I was like, you know, getting like all my secret like little lingerie on, and you know, just doing like what girls do, a little spray here, a little squirt of perfume between the thighs, you know what I'm saying. So he comes back in, and sorry for you non 420 people, but I know that we had a joint, because back then in the day when I used to take recreationals, which I do not do and haven't done for years, needed to come down, you know, because you're kind of hyper. So he was like sharing this joint in the bed, and I remember I looked at him, and I honestly didn't mean it in a kind of seductive way or anything. I just said to him, oh hey, it was your birthday last week and I didn't kiss you, did I? I said, would you like a birthday kiss? Gosh, my heart's pounding thinking about that memory. So I just remember him just sort of like grunting, like yeah, you know. And I remember kissing him, and it was the most sensual, slow, small kiss. Oh, it was just beautiful, really beautiful, beautiful kiss. And like, it was such a good kiss. I knew immediately that me and him was just gonna like have amazing chemistry, because you can tell, I think, in the first kiss. So I remember him kissing me, and obviously it just kicked off because we were just so both into each other. And I can't remember the ins and outs of the whole night, but I remember two things that stay in my mind, and they've been in my mind for years. The first thing was, when we woke up shamefaced, we counted the condoms, and I remember there was 10. Not all of them were filled, obviously, but there was 10 condoms. So obviously we'd been at it like bunnies that night. And another thing that I remember was we had fucked so much, and I remember him saying, oh, I'm a bit sore. And I remember me saying, oh yeah, I'm a bit sore too, let's just stop. And I remember falling asleep, and he fell asleep inside of me. And I can't ever remember how comes that. Like, he must have been hard that whole time, because like, if he'd gone soft, then I don't know, would he have fallen out? I mean, I'm tight, but I don't know, could I keep a limp cock in there for so long? I can't remember. But I do remember this guy. I would say he was hard, because I remember the main thing that turned me on about this guy was that whenever we fucked, he would stay hard for hours afterwards, and that used to like fascinate me. Like, how can he be hard? Like, he's come twice and he's still hard. And like, his cock was so big and long, it just used to go past his belly button. And there's so many things about that guy that fascinated me, but I won't say I hate him now, but put it this way, if I bumped into him, I wouldn't fuck him again. So there you go, that part of it's all over for me, but the memories are still there and they're good. So those are some of my wonderful sexual memories. And then going back to me and what I do when I want to come, I'm honestly so much really not into porn. I mean, sometimes I find it hard to come when I want to come, and I think, okay, I'll put something on. And if you want to know, God, I can't believe this. If you want to know what my go-to porn is that I watch, right, oh God, it's dogging. It's dogging videos. I don't know why they turn me on so much, but they really do. And not the fake set up dogging crap that's on like most porn places. I'm talking about legit, genuine dogging videos where it's just a mishmash of like maybe a couple of hot guys, some like fat old drinking ones. Like those are the ones you know that are legit, man, because there's like just such random kind of disheveled people in there. But it's got to be no condoms, proper cream pies, face pies, everything come all over the place. Those are the things that make me come the hardest. And yeah, I just love them. Probably because I think it's the kind of thing I would love to do, but it's the kind of thing I probably never would do. Do you know what I mean? So I just find them hot. And then if they're not that, I'm not going to tell you my other one, not just yet, because, man, you know, I've got to like slowly ease you into my deprived, sweet little mind. So yeah, that's I don't feel cool telling you that shit right now. So yeah, that's what I do. So to top it off for now, because I'm rambling and it's like 25 minutes and more. So yeah, so the main things that make me come are hearing men come, knowing that men come to my audios. Oh my God, that makes me come so hard. And when guys message me and tell me which parts they come at, why they come at that part, what made it, you know, so hot from, those are the kind of things that I love. So, yeah. So the next things I will answer are, what kind of stuff do you want to hear from me? Because I'm definitely into doing tons of different types of subjects with different types of people, all kinds of stuff. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, we'll leave that for next time. So for now, keep coming, boys. And keep doing your dirty little audio so that I can keep coming. And yeah, we'll talk more. So for now. Mm-hmm.